Alrighty then, here we go. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Dave on a Monday morning, August 10th. How you doing? I'll tell you how I am. Big win over my birthday weekend to cap it off. And we talked about that right off the bat. Breakfast means mac and cheese for more and more people. Somebody's junk was on fire, and we shared four random facts and thinned the herd as we always do to start the week off. You got tall twice for teacher in song stories today. We talked Kanye's run for president and hit some job calls as we're trying to help you find work or staff employers looking to hire. Have a listen. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Got a lot of fog in the area, or at least here in Bala Cynwyd, or do you think that that might be the windows? Could that be the windows that are just fogged up?
No, it's my whole way in.
Yeah?
Oh, okay. God, yeah.
Right, I heard about fog on the way in, but didn't see any, so I figured...
Windows are pretty foggy, guys.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they? Okay, so... Well, it is humid as all hell. Supposedly, it's going to get worse as the week continues. Temperature get up to 92 today. A partly sunny, hot, and humid day is what we've got ahead of us. But ahead of us, Steve, we've got a great day. Taylor, we got a great day happening today.
What about me?
Because I believe that... What do you think, breakfast and lunch or lunch and dinner? What do you think?
I'm going to go with lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner because yeah. Dave.
Oh. Yeah. Money.
Did you say money?
Money.
I'm into bread.
Money.
Dave was the big winner this weekend.
Yeah, boy.
Right. Betting on golf.
Yeah.
Which, in all honesty, until Dave came into my life, I didn't know anybody who bet on golf.
And he's good at it, too.
And he's really good at it. Right? Do you want to say how good you were at it?
You know what? I'm thinking about taking out some dollar bills and wiping down the windows with hundos.
With hundos,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, okay. That good.
All right.
800 smackers.
$800?
Yes. Bless you, Colin Morikawa.
And me just thinking it was only $750.
Right.
My bonus didn't kick in until this morning.
Okay.
I got $2 per birdie as well.
I forgot about that.
Took advantage of a FanDuel bonus.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
The boost.
All right. So,
yeah, man.
So what are you going to get? Breakfast and lunch or lunch and dinner for
us? Taylor already took care of breakfast.
All right, so I guess it's lunch and dinner on you?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. This is going to be fun.
I'll get it catered.
Right. Good.
Stop by later in a Lambo.
Right. Does the word steak come to mind?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Along with being the ace boogaloo better that Dave is, there is another thing that he does have a bad habit with. Yeah, I think you will openly admit this one. Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, sure.
Macaroni and cheese is, as I buy him gifts of macaroni and cheese, folks.
Yep.
And I'm not joking
with you. The Costco case.
I buy him a Costco case of macaroni and cheese whenever I'm there. Well, Kraft has found out that 56% of parents are letting their kids eat macaroni and cheese for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Right? And so it seems that Kraft has decided to embrace the idea, and they're giving out special edition boxes of that say macaroni and cheese breakfast instead of macaroni and cheese dinner.
That changes everything.
All right, right. So if you want one on your own, Dave, you just tweet out to hashtag KMC for breakfast and or hashtag sweepstakes, and each box comes with a magnet that lists different breakfast recipes that you could use with macaroni and cheese. These people have lost their way.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
The rest of the week, starting tomorrow, there's a chance of thunderstorms at any time. We should put up the video of that lightning strike.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You've got to see this lightning strike. This woman walks out of a house, right? And literally the house next door has a tree and the lightning hits it just as she steps outside and the tree is gone.
It explodes.
It is gone. So we'll put that up for you. But there's a good chance of that type of weather for the rest of the week into the weekend. 73 degrees outside right now. An hour from now, the John DeBella Show job board. We got a couple of other applicants that hopefully if you're looking for employees, these are the type of people you could be looking for. If you're looking for a job, why don't you send your info to jobs at WMGK.com, include your daytime phone number, and give us an idea of what type of work you're looking for, and maybe we'll get you on the air. Maybe there's somebody out there who's looking for someone with your qualifications. You don't have to be a professional person. It could be absolutely anything. As a matter of fact, you could be a company that is looking to employ people, and you can go to the job board as well and send us the information, because we'll put that on the air as well. We got a bunch of companies we will get to later on this morning. But 73 degrees outside right now. I'm going to start with Steve on this question because I have a funny feeling that he might fall into the category more than you, Dave.
Yes.
All right. So what was the worst thing you ever had to do for losing a bet?
God. I don't think I really... Because the only time we would have done anything would have been in the fantasy league, and I never finished last.
All right. Okay. All right.
So I've never really had to do anything.
You, anything ever?
I don't lose bets.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't lose bets.
We did once tape.
800 Dave Gibson is
right. We did once tape Pat Egan from the Fanatic down on City Ave in his Rangers jersey for a bet he lost to a telephone pole.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But that's about it.
Old school bullying prank.
Well, there's a guy. You may have seen this guy online, a South Korean gamer and YouTuber known as the Angry Korean Gamer. Okay. Have you ever seen this guy?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Well, over the weekend, he lost a game of Fall Guys and agreed to set his junk on fire with lighter fluid as a penalty after it was suggested by followers. The deal was to pour lighter fluid on his underwear and last 5 seconds through the flames, the pain, and the aroma. It went down like this. In the future, don't take a bet where you have to set your junk on fire.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You know, it's sort of funny. Every once in a while, I'll hear you name a road that is in an area that I never go to, right? Uh-huh. Or just haven't been to. And then every once in a while, I'll come past like, somebody Top Pike, oh, this is the one that Cindy talks about. Nah. there it is. Oh, okay.
Aww.
Well, here we go. It's a Monday morning, and you know what we got to do.
And now, it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And Cindy, why don't you get us going?
All right. Albert Einstein, mm-hmm. Edgar Allan Poe,
yeah.
Jesse James, H.G. Wells,
all right.
And Charles Darwin.
We're playing bingo one day.
They walk into a bar. They all married their first cousin.
Ew. Which explains why there wasn't another Albert Einstein, Edgar Allan Poe, Jesse James. Right. What do you have, Steve?
The island of Puerto Rico was originally called San Juan Bautista, and the main city was called Puerto Rico. That eventually switched, and the island became Puerto Rico, and the main city became San Juan.
Who screwed up?
I don't know.
Who decided, like, no, that's backwards. It's got to be another way around.
Just leave it that way, whatever.
Dave?
37 NFL players with the most points in their careers are all kickers. The 38th highest scoring player is Jerry Rice, who was a wide receiver, of course.
I know David Akers is up there.
Right. Is he?
Yeah. You get 1 point every time you get a touchdown.
Yeah that's true. That's true. 37 players, though.
All right. Well.
And bananas. Bananas contain about 450 milligrams of potassium, and about 0.01% of that is radioactive. So if you manage to eat 150 trillion bananas in one sitting, you'll die from radioactive poisoning. And there they are, your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic rock, 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
It's Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull's birthday today, so we figured we'd play some Tull for you this morning. Teacher has been one of Jethro Tull's most played cuts on rock radio since it came out in 1970. But it had a few problems, including one that kept it off the British version, not off the American version, but off the British version of the band's third album, Benefit. Here's Ian.
It was a terribly difficult song to record in the studio because we had an awful sound in a new studio that had just been built, and we were struggling to do the Aqualung album, and I ended up having to go out on this particular track and actually record the bass drum and the hi-hat myself. This was in the days before drum machines and rhythm tracks to give us a basis to play over. And then I went out and did some little guitar bit because Martin was ill, I think, at the time, having subjected himself to a dodgy curry. We finally managed to get all the bits put onto the record, and I thought, God, that's clever.
Well, you know what that is? That's the wrong audio clip. He's not talking about Teacher at all.
He pretended he was?
Yeah,
okay. Why not?
Yeah. Never liked him much anyway. Yeah. Always screws up like that. And now what Ian Anderson was going to say about Teacher.
Well, I suppose everybody's favorite, or at least some people's favorite from the old days, but it never seemed to sound right on stage. We just never really did it. However, it was a song somewhat dedicated mysteriously, or so it appeared, to our manager. And he said, "This song's about me. I don't like it. It mustn't go on the album." And I said, "You're a big-headed sod. I don't consider you to be my teacher in life, Squire." Anyway, it made it onto the album. He still thinks it's about him.
The John DiBella Podcast. Wow! Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So, your man Kanye is you know, taking this run for the presidency seriously. Why do I get the feeling? I mean, if he made it on the ballot at all, mm-hmm. or if he became a serious write-in vote, I have said this for years now. If you've never seen the Mike Judge movie, Idiocracy, mm-hmm. now is the time to watch it. Because in all honesty, that's what could happen. You could end up with Kanye as president. You would be, for those of you who hate Trump, you would be longing for Trump if Kanye became president.
No question. Right? Machine guns blazing. Right? $1 million coming to every citizen.
Right. So anyway, he has been thrown out, or at least they have filed a complaint. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin has filed a complaint with the state representative to keep him, his name off of the ballot, mm-hmm. because it seems that a lot of the signatures that are on his petition are from people who in no way, shape, or form would have signed this petition.
Mm-hmm.
One being Bernie Sanders.
Okay. Right? No, maybe he did. Right. He did get screwed again.
Right.
Was there a Mickey Mouse? There's always a Mickey Mouse.
The problem is you started this whole thing by saying Kanye is taking his presidential run seriously.
Right.
No, he's not. Not at all.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Right now, it's time for us to tell you more about the John DiBella Show job board. If you're looking for an employee, it is very possible that that person is sitting on our job board right now on WMGK.com. If you're looking for employees, well, you could post there as well. You could send all the information, like we tell everybody, to jobs@WMGK.com. Include your daytime phone number and an idea of what type of work you're looking for if you're applying. If you're looking for people, well, we'll understand what you're looking for by whatever you send us. So just send that to jobs@WMGK.com. Just to give you an idea, some of the people who are looking for workers, Spina and Adams Collision is looking for an auto body tech. We've got information on the board about that. National Oak Distributors, which I have a funny feeling they don't necessarily distribute oak.
No, I thought he said they would do something for cars.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Anyway, they're looking for 2 to 4 qualified warehouse employees. And again, the information about them is sitting on WMGK.com. Joining us this morning is James McCarron and Suzanne Glavin. We'll start out with James. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing well.
All right. Now, James, you are a mechanical engineer, and I got to assume that there are tons of places that you could work if they were hiring. What are you looking to do?
I'm open to working in any position in the field, whether it's construction, design, process. In school, I really enjoyed my HVAC classes, and I was really hoping to get a position at an HVAC company.
If there was something else you could do, if a job opened up, what would you like to do?
I think I'd like to work on design.
Mm-hmm.
During my education, I had some cooperative education experiences.
Okay.
I worked for 3 companies, Steamboat Bakeries. I was on their process improvement team. Then for my second job, I worked for Standard Press Steel here in Jenkintown. And they make fasteners for aerospace vehicles, which is a fancy way of saying nuts and bolts for like aircraft. And then my last co-op, I worked for CDI, and I was contracted out to Boeing on their Department of Defense side. And there I was part on their Chinook Legacy design program.
Wow.
Where we took their 2D drawings and transferred them to 3D drawings.
Do you have skills in CAD drawing, I assume?
I do, yeah. CAD, okay. CAV5, Creo Parametric.
Awesome, man.
All right. Well,
good luck.
James McCarron is our applicant, and he's got a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering, and you can find out everything there is to find out about him and how to contact him on our website, WMGK.com. Just click on the job board. James, thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Our next applicant is Suzanne Glavin. Suzanne, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Tell us about yourself. What are you trained for? What are you looking for?
I am trained in hospice and palliative care, which one hospice is end of life, and palliative care is a chronic illness, serious illness that requires support. So that's my background for the past 14 years.
Having a job like that, which takes a lot of strength, you know, I can understand nursing homes, hospitals. Where else could your talents be used?
Go into the communities, into a patient's home, community centers, wherever the patient and family is where we go.
Can you take your talents and move them into a wider playing arena? Or are there other things that you could do? Or do you want to stick with where you are?
I actually have some experience and worked in the autism community. Mm-hmm. I have a 30-year-old son with autism, so I've worked in that. I'm pretty versatile in being a social worker, but I guess my focus and passion has always been hospice and palliative care.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we are hoping that there's somebody out there that is looking for someone with your talents. We will have all of your information sitting on WMGK.com on our job board there. And hopefully someone from all of the people who listen to the station will look you up and maybe they have something to offer you. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much, Sean, and to all the listeners. I really appreciate it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Send the herd. Send the herd.
Well, you know that no one should be having huge parties right now, but if you're trying to break one up, don't be crazier than the person who's throwing the party. Okay. A 20-year-old guy near Detroit was having a loud party on Friday night, so the cops came by to break it up, and while they were there, one of the guy's neighbors decided that he would help. 47-year-old Chris Hogart walked out and started arguing with the guy, who told him to go back inside and mind his own business, and he did. He went back inside. Right, and he came back with a shotgun.
I was worried.
Okay, the cops heard the shotgun being racked. Right, saw Chris standing on his porch holding the gun. When they ordered him to drop it, he went back inside, but eventually gave himself up. Surprisingly, he was drunk. Right, so he's facing charges for possession of a firearm while intoxicated.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right, a 24-year-old Demetrius Wilson. He's from Clearwater, Florida. Was the passenger in a car accident on Thursday? Well, he wanted to get away from the cops because he's a drug dealer, and he had a backpack full of drugs, so he ran away before the cops got there. And he decided to hide in the first building that he found. Turned out that was a fire station with active and awake firefighters in there who called the cops while they saw him. He was arrested, shockingly. His backpack had codeine, crack, marijuana, and more inside, and he was charged with drug trafficking.
Wow, he was a regular drug variety store.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
Yeah, crime, you know, it doesn't come with consolation prizes too often. In this case, it did. Saturday afternoon, a woman in Altoona, somewhat by us, she got home. She heard voices coming from her spare bedroom, and she found a stranger sitting inside that room, drinking Powerade from her fridge and holding her fedora.
Okay.
A woman with a fedora. He took a liking to it. He turned out to be 27-year-old Adam Zurch, and he was so drunk he fell over when she told him he had to leave. Eventually, she got him out of the house, but not before he had one last request. He asked her if he could keep the fedora. She told him no. And then she told him he could get arrested instead. That's exactly what happened.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, this guy thought he found one hell of a legal loophole. Last Tuesday night, a woman went in Fruitland, Florida.
Fruitland
Park, as a matter of fact. Not to be so much better in Fruitland Park than it is in Fruitland, right? Pulled into a spot next to a 1996 Honda Civic in a convenience store parking lot. And she noticed the guy inside the car was going to town on himself.
Oh, no.
Okay. The woman turned out to be an off-duty cop, so she took down his license plate and called the on-duty cops, and they tracked down 22-year-old Stephen Donovan at his house. He admitted that he admitted what he had been doing, and his excuse was, "I thought it was legal to enjoy yourself in your own car." Right? It's not.
Yeah.
All right? As the cops are arresting him, Stephen apologized to his girlfriend and told her he was horny and was watching a porn after his pizza delivery shift in the parking lot. He's been charged with misdemeanor exposure of sexual organs.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.